listener production.
Hey there, it's Rosie O'Brien with your Outback Queensland local news. A parliamentary petition aiming to protect the Great Artesian Basin will close today after almost 3 weeks of taking submissions. Sponsored by local MP Robbie Catter, the petition is challenging Glencore's application to pump carbon emissions into the water supply. It comes as Agforce launched legal proceedings to challenge the proposal. They will head back to court in August to seek a federal judicial review of the 2022 decision. Investigations continue after two men suffered critical burns at the Mount Isa mine site. The pair, aged in their 20s, had to be airlifted from the city late last week. Resources Minister Scott Stewart has offered his condolences. He expects there to be a full and thorough investigation. Glencore says health and safety remains a priority for their workplace. A crime advocate is pleased the state government is considering the recommendations from the failed Youth Justice Reform Committee. Ken Cunliffe was one of many advocates that called for a bipartisan approach to youth crime. He's glad the recommendations are in front of Cabinet, but disappointed in the potential lack of support for victims of non-violent crimes due to costs.
The level of support that they would have to provide would be relative to the amount of crime that's happening in the community. And if they can contain that to normal or reasonable levels, then that expense would not be that high.
Queensland scientists are developing the gold standard in concussion response. A study from the Queensland Brain Institute conducted in 9 schools is following student athletes across rugby, basketball and swimming. Associate Professor Fatima Nasrallah says they use MRI brain scans and reactions in the body to measure when someone can return to competition.
And so this will give us an idea of, you know, how different people recover and when they recover, with the sensitivity of the MRI giving us what's happening at the microstructural level in the brain and at the functional level.